One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, backseaters. In observation of the holiday week, flight delays, lost backpacks, and competing travel schedules, we're happy to bring you this throwback episode to get you ready for those summer road trips. Join us again next week for an all-new episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa, California, above Public Square Coffee, is my lovely wife and co-host and overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson. She's already drinking her Oat Gibraltar. And our producer, Andy Lara, everybody, thanks for tuning in to our podcast today. I want some more of this sweet, sweet goodness. We got lots to get to. Someone came. I saw on the Facebook group.
Once again, Public Square is getting just about as much publicity as, you know, the Joanna Gaines is, you know, Waco.
La Mesa is our Waco. Yep. We're known for cults, and
we're grateful for that. Somebody came into San Diego, because as people do. And they hit up Public Square because it's famous.
It's
world renowned. Have a scone.
Scones are
I'm
great.
Killing time.
Why? Here we go. It was Jenny Day, one of the San Diego. I don't really drink coffee, but the food was delicious. Definitely worth the trip. And then she gave one of these, which
awesome.
I believe is white power.
Okay. If you're not listening,
Natalie said. This place is a gem.
Emoji.
And they have butter whites, butter flights, butter whites. I you know what? You guys just did a nice post.
The butters are really good.
The butters are very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
So anyways, thanks for, I love our Facebook group. It's the only thing I do on Facebook. I just go and be like, what are you guys doing? Huh?
We have an awesome Facebook group.
We got a Facebook group. We better get it together because it's a double episode day. And Mel's almost 40.
And now I'm just thinking about butter flights. Anyway, no, I'm not. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Dates? Patreon? Ooh, let's do a Patreon Zoom.
Ooh, let's do it.
That is Sunday. This Patreon Zoom is
Sunday,
this
Bloody Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday,
Do we have to go there right now? 5:30 p.m. Get ready.
Keep talking. I'll do that. Well,
are you trying to get me to plug something?
I can't hear today. Keep going.
Patreon is a way to give a little more and get a little more from our podcast. I can't do this with
just
you singing.
Ignore me.
I can't. I refuse. You don't need to do this right now.
Back up against the wall. Come on. Huh? We're too loosey-goosey already. 2 minutes in. 2 minutes in. Did you promote it? I was giving background
music. I tried, but I couldn't focus.
When I was going, do-do-do-do-do.
No.
Interesting drum beat on that one, you know?
Yeah. I love a good syncopated rhythm.
There you go. Anyways, speaking of syncopation,
you know when
all three of my girls in my house are synced. What?
Okay.
What?
I was just going to say that.
Patreon Zoom.
No! When we were in the car driving this weekend, I tried to to pick up the rhythm.
Okay, so
with like a thing of Tic Tacs.
Mel,
you know? Like I started doing the shaker.
Mel found the sweet, sweet joy of taking a thing of gum or something
just a square little plastic,
you know,
container.
Just into doing a little.
Yeah.
You know how bands, you know, a little Stevie Nicks every once in a while. The drummer will do it. Uh-huh. Actually, it was usually or the Don Henley would do it every once in a while.
The shaker.
The shaker is a really nice touch.
And
when we see what we saw, what's their name?
Cold War Kids, they do a shaker.
Civil War Kids, as you call them. Mel has merged the two bands, the Civil Wars and the Cold War Kids, to the Civil War Kids.
Not a bad band name.
Honestly, yeah. Civil War Kids, don't pick a side.
Do it for the children.
Yeah. So, but Mel,
we had 6 hours to kill in the car, mm-hmm. and I started shaking. And
it's fun.
It is fun. And when I watch bands, I'm like, gosh, I wish I could like do any part of that.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're,
to contribute.
To you, the coolest person in the world is Charity from Head and the Heart.
Yes.
You think you're just like,
because she's like, she's got like a violin, yeah. and then she's like on the piano, and then she has like the coolest voice.
Yeah.
And she does the shaker.
Yeah.
And I can't do any of those.
Yeah.
And,
well,
like,
you know,
she'll have the violin and be singing. Like a harmony.
Which is very impressive
and
to
my mind is blown. I'm just like, how? And it's just not going to happen for me. But I did shake a little bit on beat. But like, I mean, you grew up playing bass and I don't have rhythm. And I can sing the melody, which sucks. Like it's
no, you got some harmonies in you.
No,
we do it as a joke.
Learn the harmony.
Somebody has to teach it to you.
I can't just harmonize, and our daughter can.
Yeah,
it makes me very upset.
I do think that
I'm kidding.
I do think that music and sports are similar in the regard to like you gotta have some natural given to you. And then you can foster it and get better and better, of course. But
absolutely.
You got to put some work into it. But both our daughters can sing, and then our 14-year-old can sing crazy well because she's in choir and like show choir, and then just works on it all the time. And you're like, oh.
She has a bigger range than I ever had.
Right.
And she can do like the runs, like, you know, I don't even know what that's called.
Do one for me.
I'll be honest. I didn't have.
Go. I give you the note.
No, that's like a vocal. Like, oh my gosh. I've been out of choir for 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is called
scales?
Anymore. It's not the scales. She can, like, you know, when you go up and down, like, but it's really pretty and. I don't know.
It is called a run.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it called a run?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
are correct.
Yeah.
It's called a. I thought you were looking for another term there.
Yeah. I don't.
It's something I can't do.
When I do it, it's the runs. It's
now when we got married, we had a friend sing,
yeah,
and she has a really cool voice. That's what Gloria has.
Oh, Kelly, yeah,
Kelly has like she can go low, she can go high, she can go everywhere in between,
mm-hmm.
and
that's what Gloria has.
I can just hit the soprano part,
yeah,
like the end. So,
well, you know, you were also a college athlete,
she's very interesting.
You're also, you know, top 20 academically in your high school, got some academic scholarship. You seem, you know, pretty good looking gal. You bring a lot to the table, Mel. You know.
I'm proud of our kids. It's just you never know what they're going to get.
Fashion icon.
This Target vest isn't going to wear itself. Anyway, I don't need hype. I just, when we were on our road trip, I was shaking that little box of Tic Tacs, and I was like, I get it, man.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be so cool to be able to, like, contribute to a band.
Dana Carvey said in the 90s, every comedian wants to be a rock star, and every rock star wants to be a comedian. And I'll tell you, the comedians are right. The rock star is much cooler, being in a band. Plus, you get that sweet, sweet Spotify money.
Filling up your penny jar.
It's so hard, but when they're on stage making music, you're like, wow.
Yeah, it's impressive. Very, very impressive. So
that's it. Yeah.
Anyways.
So you can do that in your car with a box of Tic Tacs.
Patreon Zoom on Sunday. Mel's going to be...
We're just going to work on our music for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Can we get some shakers in here? Andy?
Yeah, just a little box of auxiliary percussion.
Yeah. That'd be good.
You know? Little
percussion box. Yeah.
Timbale.
Well, we have a lot to get to. And us getting to the moment that led to Melissa getting the
shaking.
Shakes. Before we do, let me give you guys some... first off, shout out to Des Moines. Fun couple of shows out there in Des Moines, Iowa. Just got the hiccups.
Great.
Perfect timing. Really fun crowds out there. Love me some Iowans. It's my second time headlining that club. I've been to Des Moines 4 or 5 times now. Fantastic. I always like going. I like the crowds. I like the people. I like the staff. I like the the city of Des Moines. I like we stayed downtown. It was a good time. We'll talk all about it. But we have upcoming dates. So this Thursday, I'm going to be Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. A little bit of Florida dates this weekend. I got to build. Got to build. Got to get some fans in Florida, you know?
New markets.
Mm-hmm. Two of these markets are markets I've never headlined in. And then the ticket sales show. Building, everybody. This is what it takes. And then I'm going to be in Dania Beach on Friday, June 7th. That got moved. If you thought it was Sunday before, it was. And then it got moved to Friday. So at the Improv. And then... this is funny. My manager texted me because, like, I've never toured Dania. I did one date with Taylor there once. So I was like, okay, this is how you start in a market. Mm-hmm. And my manager is like, hey, they can give you, a ride to and from the airport if you'd like. And I was like, oh, I'm actually going to have a rental car because I'm going between cities. And he was like, okay, we'll see if we can get, like a transportation buyout. And, you know, for like a ground transportation buyout. And I was like, okay, yeah, that'd be great. And they're like, okay, so yeah, they were going to send you a car both ways. So the buyout's like $150. I was like, I'm pretty sure that doubled my pay. So thank you. I did not plan on. I'm going to Dania. I'm like, please buy some shirts, everybody. But, you know, brick by brick. That's how we're building out here. And then Tampa on Saturday for an afternoon show, 4 p.m. Tampa. Then the rest of this month, the only other headlining day this month is here in San Diego, where I will sell well. Thanks, San Diego, because I've toured here so much. Mm-hmm. That's June 14th through 16th. That's four shows? Saturday, Sunday. 4 shows at Mike Drop Comedy Club in San Diego. Then we go to July, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville, Fort Wayne, August, Atlanta, Charleston, Asheville, Charlotte, Omaha, San Francisco, Sacramento, San Antonio, Houston, Addison. Then we're into the rest of the fall. Tacoma, Milwaukee, Boston, Appleton, Austin, Louisville, Salt Lake City, Oxnard, Bakersfield, Raleigh, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Spokane. Did I say San Francisco and Sacramento in there?
I think so.
Okay, those are new. Yeah. Those are just on sale. Can you scroll up a little?
Did you say Bakersfield?
Yeah,
I did say Bakersfield. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's right. So those just went on sale August 22nd through 24th at the Punchline in San Francisco, California, and on the 25th, Sacramento, California. I was talking to Irene, too, last night at the store, and I was like, the two cities you're from, San Francisco and Chicago, were my two favorite cities. I love them with everything that's in me. So I'm really, really excited about those dates in San Francisco and Chicago. Mm-hmm. And that being said, Sacramento is one of the best comedy cities in America. The city itself is fine. It's Sacramento. It's a capital city. There's good enough stuff. San Francisco's got a lot more going on. But Sacramento, I love the audiences so much. So anyways, I like all these cities.
It's going to be a good run.
I don't think there's one city on here I'm dreading. Which is pretty impressive. I'm looking at it. No, I like them all. If you named a city on here, I could tell you two things I like them and one thing I don't like about them. Test me.
All right. Austin.
Well, Austin, pick a different one.
I've
expanded on Austin. Pick a city on... Andy, you do it. Pick a city on here and I'll tell you two positive things and a negative about any
Let's
one
go
of
Tulsa,
them.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's hard to find a positive, actually. No. No. Tulsa, great tiki spot in Tulsa.
Max.
The Head and the Heart guy recommended it. Chris, what was it called? I don't remember what it was called. There's a tiki place in Tulsa. that is so good. Like, out of nowhere good. Saturn Room. The Saturn Room in Tulsa is so good. So, Tulsa is great. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And Tulsa actually has some good coffee spots downtown as well. Now, the negative about Tulsa, the downtown is kind of sleepy. The club is a little far outside town. It's just hard to get to. That's the other thing, you know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But anyway, speaking of hard to get to, that's what we have, guys.
We got a weekend recap.
We have a weekend recap. So we had some friends move from San Diego to Iowa.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And the nice thing about it, if you're friends with the Nickersons, eventually we might be in your area.
We just might for work, and we just might make it out as a family. So I posted, you know, like a picture of us waiting at the airport Thursday night. And one of our friends was like, why are you going to Iowa? Why on a Thursday in May are you traveling to Iowa? But it was because we had these family friends and the kids sync up. I realized it. Our kids went from, it's 10 years, babies to teenagers with these people.
So they're just long-term friends.
So we were just like in the thick of it with them. And they got a new place and they're all fixing it up. So out we went. But getting there was full of hurdles and that we could not have foreseen.
You never know when you are going to be starting. You never know when you leave. You're like, this is going to be my worst travel day I've ever had. There's no way of knowing that in advance. And from someone who travels as much as me, this is really quite a statement to make. I mean,
travel every week.
On average, I take two flights a week. On average. Like, that counts my week offs and that counts connections. On average, I get on a plane about 8 times a month, a different plane 8 times a month, which means 4 to 5 different airports. You know, it's a lot. So, we leave our house on Thursday at 2 o'clock in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I drive into my gig Friday night in Des Moines 10 minutes before the show.
We arrive at 7:20.
Yes. It's about a 30-hour journey. Now, we leave at 2 p.m. And
the first hurdle was...
First hurdle was easy.
Our cat hid under...
Oh, that's true.
Hid under a bush.
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
All of this was bad.
Mm-hmm. So we were going to get the girls from school after we got the cats to the cattery.
Cattery, yeah.
And sure enough, our old cat hid under a bush.
Yes.
And so we had to get the girls early and then go find the cat. Our littlest found the cat and get him to the cattery.
Right. So the trip starts going like, well, is our cat dead? Because we have not seen him in a while and he tends to show up. That's the thing with cats is cats like...
They got their own timetable.
They are, you know, cats have the same relationship with you that you have with them, that you're like, I'm not super committed here. You know, like when I want to be pet a little
food,
and when you
water,
want to
couple
yeah.
pets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we find the cat, we drop the cat around, and we're like, okay, that was our big hurdle. We found the cat. False. Mm-hmm. Verizon had huge outages on Thursday.
Yeah.
Huge outages. Mm-hmm. So for no reason, out of nowhere, Mel and I's phones are not working. We're just on SOS. Nothing's working.
Yeah.
Bad time to have that when you're traveling.
So we have airport parking. We can't pull up on your phone.
Trying to find the boarding passes.
We don't have boarding passes because we've already gone through security.
Yep.
And
then you got to get in and you got to connect to airport Wi-Fi, notoriously great airport Wi-Fi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get through there. Now we get through security. Everything's okay in this regard. So, flying out of here, we're checking bags. We're five people.
Southwest.
We're five bags. Flying Southwest. Yeah. My kids have not flown Southwest.
Gloria has done two team travel trips Southwest, but that's. When you're traveling with a team, that's so different from family because you're entertained by your teammates the whole time. And you don't really care about anything else.
I've realized that if you have anxiety, you can't fly Southwest Airlines.
Well, it's just a hurdle.
It's more than that.
It doesn't make it easy. And if you have to do connections and transfers, I broke down on the fourth connection.
Yes.
Like, you're like, hey, I can't not know where I'm going to sit and where I'm going to stand and where everyone else is going to sit and where I'm going to eat and where I'm going to stand in line. And it's it's a lot for the anxious types.
There's a real irony that Southwest is a Texas company because it is – America's closest form to communism. There's no class. Everyone's treated pretty much the same on there. Mm-hmm. You can pay to get on a little earlier, but there's no assigned seating. There's free checked bags, and you are literally a number.
Yes.
And it feels like what I think communism probably feels like. It feels just like, all right, get in line here.
Yeah. Wait in
line. Is my spot. I'll sit in my little chair. They'll throw me this. I'll take this. We'll get off. Like, and there are perks to it, you know, like on paper, you're like, oh, the bags fly free. That is nice, you know. It's kind of nice how you don't walk through like an elitist first class. That's, you know.
Though I did have some people laugh at me, the pre-boarders, they laughed at me.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
They did.
Yeah, well, that was just good. But it is, if you don't know Southwest, it's like learning how to fly again. It's like, what are these, huh?
It's
no assigned seats.
I think it's that it's, we're cattle culture.
Yeah.
We're just cattle.
Yeah.
Just
that's,
move along.
That's the Texas connection. Like, oh, you know what?
Oh, that's hilarious.
If we just, you know, corral them in,
that's very
they'll
funny.
Just all figure it out.
That is actually a great observation. Southwest.
Like, move to the yard and eat some grass over here now.
Southwest was, now that makes all the sense in the world. Southwest is not based on communism. It's based on, what if cows flew?
Here's your feeding trough.
Yeah. What? Hey, line them up. Line them up. Just go have a dog bark at them.
Yeah.
And, you know, get the little rope, and then we'll just kind of herd them in, and then we'll put their little gate
Shut
on.
Shut the gate.
And then we'll give them their little snacky snack, and then we'll let them out. And that's very funny.
Open the gates. Here they go.
Yeah. Moo. And that does check out, because you don't feel super humanized on Southwest.
Especially when they're not funny. There was one funny. There was some sarcasm.
There was a passive-aggressive one that I liked. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, okay, or just don't listen to me. You know, the people with the overhead bags. That was
Or you can just do whatever you want.
That was a fun minute.
Southwest also, like, it does, like, in some ways, it kind of brings out the worst in you, because you're judging people so much. Because you're really judging people on, like, I don't want to sit next to you. I don't want you to sit next to me. You're just being meaner than you normally be. It's, you know, you're, like, just looking down. People always sit next to me because I try and, like, mean mug them. And you're like, you're a dad playing Pokemon Go. We're going to sit next to you.
What do you do with the person next to you who, like, won't give you, like, won't allow you to, like, let your arms be by your side?
Well, you were sitting next to me, so this feels like a shot at me.
On the first flight, I sat in the middle, And there was a dude who came in, and he just, like...
Yeah.
And it's one thing to, like, steal the armrest. Yeah. It's another thing to just let your bare skin arms touch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, on Southwest, just, you're going to touch some people's skin. You are essentially your neighbor's skin tag. You are... It's cozy in there, baby. It's tight and... I mean, a lot of smells.
I just, like, I don't think it's appropriate that I should have to be like this.
Yeah.
Like, twisted so that our arms don't touch.
Yeah. You will, at the end of a Southwest flight, you will have other people sweat on you, too. It's kind of like a farm in this regard. Again, it's...
And people bring the biggest two bags in the world on the plane.
Yeah.
These bags are,
and
like,
Southwest
military
is so,
backpacks.
They're like... Exactly.
Is it
and
two? Okay,
yeah.
Come on.
Southwest, they'll be like, can you hold my baby while I have a drink? You know, people are just so, it's very.
That one guy had a full box.
Like,
just like a huge box, like a cardboard box. That was his second carry-on.
Yeah. Listen, I fly Southwest. That's my second favorite.
With a cat in it.
Yeah, yeah. You just. Southwest, you just have to accept it at times because you're like, this is going to be my cheapest option. And there are directs to a lot of places. Like, if you're flying in Texas, this is the airline you got to take, you know, because it's and it is still better than United. All this being said, it's still better. And they're like, there's no fees for changing. Again, it's kind of
reschedule flight. Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
That they have a model.
They have a model, and it works for them. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, we get on. We're off already. We're delusional already, and we land in Denver at 7 p.m. We were supposed to have a flight that leaves at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. We are like we got a couple prompts for like little delays here and there, and it was like the little delay is always like okay. And then the second delay, you're like, oh, no. Now we get into, I don't know if this is an actual term or I just made it up, the rolling delays, which is like it just keeps getting 15 minutes here, 20 minutes here, 30 minutes here. We don't know why we're getting delayed either. They're not really telling us that, but that can be for a million different reasons. So our flight was supposed to leave around 9. We get on the plane around 10:30, and you're like, okay. Okay, we're making some progress here. Like, at least we're on the plane. Captain gets on, goes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some storms we've got to wait out. It's just passing over us. We're going to be here for a little bit, but we just got to let this storm pass. And the main issue there is there was lightning, and the baggage crew can't be on the tarmac when there's lightning. So the bags stop going on, and we sit there, and it's really stormy. We can see lightning in the distance, and we can hear hail hitting the plane. We're like, wow, this is really a storm here. Anyways, about an hour and change goes by. We're still on the plane, and then we hear them putting bags on. We're like, great. Here we go. We're getting moving. Captain gets on and goes, as you can hear, we're putting the bags back on. We just need to get our flight plan from Dallas, you know, and they'll send us the details, and then we'll be out of here. About another hour goes by. We're just kind of sitting there. The bags are on. We're like, what is going on? It's midnight at this point, and the captain gets on and goes, ladies and gentlemen, all the planes have are being inspected right now for hail damage. And so we're going to deboard, and we don't know when we're going to hear anything. Now, we get off the plane, and everyone stays at the gate because we're like, are we going to get back on? They have not announced anything. And I go down to the other gate, an agent. I was like, what do we think's going on? And I'm talking to you. I'm like, maybe we should just book a hotel and just try and get out of here on that first flight in the morning. And because they'll change it. And then they start announcing other flights that are leaving and boarding. I was like, okay, so they are trying to get us out of here. So we go.
Like Reno, Vegas, like other people are leaving on flights.
About another hour goes by, and we just see our crew leave. Our captain, our flight attendant,
and then the gate agent
left. No announcement, no delay, no cancellation, nothing. They tell us nothing. And so I get on the phone with Southwest because at this point the lines are starting to get pretty long at this customer service thing. I get on the phone and I go stand in line and we're just trying to figure out like what do we do? Like, and I call the airline and they're like, hey man, like you can. I was like, can you switch us these flights? Can you get us here? What do we got to do? And they're like, well, everything's full tomorrow to Des Moines. What are your options? Like, okay, well, maybe you can get us into Omaha. What are you going to do? And they go, if you do anything on here, just know we can't get you your luggage. That has to be done. Either way, you're going to have to talk to a customer service agent. So we get in the line. I finally talk to somebody at about 2 in the morning. It's about 2 in the morning. We landed at that airport at 7 p.m. 2 in the morning. They never told us our flight was canceled, by the way. There was no official announcement of a cancellation. Mm-hmm. It not posted on the boards. We just looked at it. I refreshed my app at one point, and it was like, okay, so you're flying out of here at 9 p.m. tomorrow. And you're like, well, that won't do because I have shows.
Mm-hmm. So the whole point of going to Iowa was for you to make your shows.
Stand in the line. 2 in the morning, I'm finally talking to somebody at the thing, and I was like, what are our options? What can we do? At this point, I'm like, I told Mel,
we were about to separate.
Yes. Like, we were like, do we send you home? Do we? Because I got shows.
Like, there's no way you can get 5 seats to Iowa. So if we can just get 1 seat to Iowa.
That was one of the main problems is that we were a big group. Now, mm-hmm. This happened last time I went. There was major issues when I was going to Des Moines last time. So anyways, I finally get there. I was like, she's like, everything in Des Moines is full. It was full before this cancellation. I was like, okay, what about Omaha? They're like, Omaha's full. I go, okay, what about Chicago? Because Chicago's a 5-hour drive. And we thought about driving from Denver, but that's like 9-10 hours. That's not going to do.
And we can't drive at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, we can't get a rental car and we'll die.
And there's no way we're going to be able to get our bags.
Yeah.
They're not going to send them out. So anyways, I was like, can you get us this flight Chicago, like a 7 a.m. flight tomorrow? We'll land in Chicago. We'll get a rental car and drive. So they commit to that. And I was like, what about our bags? And she's like, you have checked bags. I was like, I have 5 checked bags. And she goes, can you describe them to me? I'm like, describe them to you? Yeah. Like, and so mm-hmm. it's hard to describe your bags, by the way. Like, mm-hmm. in a moment, you're like, I don't know, blue, tall, wheels, handle. I don't, it's hard to.
It's a bag.
It's a bag. So they get us on that flight. As we're taking the train to baggage claim, I book a hotel at the Denver airport. I change our rental car from being to Des Moines to Chicago now, mm-hmm. one way. And there was
Your other hotel?
I canceled our other hotel.
Was that the Des Moines airport?
At the Des Moines airport.
Yeah.
Just doing all this stuff. And we go to a hotel. We just choose the closest one that we can just walk to because the shuttles aren't running at this point. Yeah. We get into our hotel room at 3 a.m. Our flight leaves at 9. So we have 3 to 4 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. We do not have our bags. The bags, she goes, we'll send them to you in Chicago. Oh, she said, we'll give you a request to give them to you in Chicago.
Yes.
We get to the hotel, the worst 3 to 4 hours of sleep imaginable. Mel slept mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. her jeans, I believe.
Yes, I did. I made a bad choice.
Yeah.
I wore jeans on a travel day.
Well, that is an amateur move in that you do need to be ready to sleep in your clothes.
Yeah. It was my mistake.
Our kids have never been separated from their stuff before. So they're like,
that was an
what?
Issue for our girls.
What do you mean we don't? And they're like, where it is? I'm like, TBD. We're not really sure where it's going to be.
Like our 10-year-old likes a sleep mask. Mm-hmm. We do not have one of those.
Yes.
The reason we got the hotel was so the kids would sleep.
Yeah.
And they did sleep.
They ish.
For 3 hours.
Yeah. So we wake up.
We just like kind of roll. I just like rolled around in my jeans. Yeah. Went back to the airport.
Also, at this point, we're kind of on the road. So we're all sharing a room and anybody who's ever traveled before knows about the traveling toots. The traveling toots are exactly what they sound like, which is, hey, man, I'm not eating my normal food. I'm not on my normal schedule. My stomach is a bit musical right now. Just everywhere I go, just a little crop dust here, just a doot, little rumble, little tumble, just a little toot to kind of propel me through the airport. The Traveling Toots, trademark, Dustin Nickerson comedy. I mean, they're so real, and they kick in, and you're at different elevations, you're on different sleeping schedules. So by the time you got a family of five sharing a hotel room, every single one of us was the Traveling Toots. It's like a gas chamber in there. It's pretty rough. It is really, like, I don't...
Oh, someone said this about camping, is you enclose yourself in, like, 8 feet of your own breath and toots. Yeah. You know, it's a tight space.
Yeah, no, every... Mm-hmm. Our after five people in a family together in a hotel room, all with the Traveling Toots, smells like a state fair. Just a weird mix of fried food.
I think you had the tummy troubles. At this point, like, I just couldn't sleep. That, you know.
Which is going to lead to Traveling Toots.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yep.
A rumble and a tumble and a rumble and a lumber. It's a Traveling Toot. Somebody needs a Traveling Toot song. I need a Traveling Toot song. But anyway, so we're not even halfway through our journey at this point. All we've done
is... We just have the reddest eyes.
We're trying to get to
Des
Moines.
We're going back to the airport.
We're trying to get to Des Moines. Security. And for some reason, we wake up in Colorado still. We're like, what? And also, elevation kicks in. Because now we're in Colorado and everyone's like feeling all weird. I was like, drink
dry
water.
And,
everyone's lips are chapped. We get into... So we wake up the next morning. The alarm goes at 7. Our youngest daughter, I don't think she's ever had a 3-4 hour sleep night. I don't think she even knows what that's feeling. So she's like, why is this happening to me?
We did a red eye once from San Francisco to Alabama.
That wasn't even a red eye. That was an early morning flight.
Okay.
Yeah, but red eye.
Yeah, our daughter is pretty set on her sleep schedule.
Yeah.
And it really helps her.
So we roll in a family of five.
Actually, to be one little point worth noting is our daughter's on that plane late at night watching lightning strike.
Yes.
And hearing hail on the airplane, and she's freaking out.
Yes, 100%.
And then when we deplaned, she just didn't understand it.
She doesn't know.
She's so angry. She was like, why would they board us and then deplane us, and those flights are going and we're not? She's
an anxious 10-year-old. Does
and anxious and losing it.
An anxious 10-year-old does do a good job of articulating everybody's emotions, honestly.
So she's like, why? And we're like, it's so safe, but then now we're gonna deboard because it's not safe. And she's like, is it safe or not safe? And she was a mess.
Also, side note, I say this as a father and a cat lover, stop flying with your cat. Cats meow the whole flight. I have never been on a flight with a cat that did not meow, meow, meow for 3.5 hours. Meow.
I think it's kind of funny.
The baby eventually calms. The cat never calms. And the cat shouldn't calm. Why is a cat at 30,000? The cat is like, I didn't sign up for this. I like alleys and couches.
Bushes.
There was no part of me that was ever like, let's see the world. No cat's ever wanted to travel. No cat has a spirit of adventure. Some cats will climb a tree and then get stuck up there because they're so scared. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, let's fly with this cat. Please, as a lover of cats, stop flying with your cat. The poor cat.
They don't want that.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
The whole flight. The whole flight.
Meow. It's not even mad. It's just like a sad, confused.
Yeah, it's a sad meow.
Yeah. It adds a sense of melancholy.
It's a bored
meow. Meowancholy, if you will. That was just for Mel. To the flight, you know.
It's just an undercurrent of disappointed meows.
Meow. And then
all
if
right.
it goes,
well, we better get to Iowa,
and
Dustin.
And then if it gets quiet, I actually don't assume it slept. I assumed it died. I just, they're like, it had its final.
The cat never sleeps on the plane.
No, it's impossible. Anyways.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We are still in Colorado in this story.
Yes.
We wake up, we roll into the worst airport in America, in Denver, DIA. A group of five on 3 hours of sleep, unshowered, no stuff.
Yeah.
In the outfits that
still
we wore the day
on.
Before. Mel still in her jeans. Huge mistake by Mel. Rookie move. And we go through security, and Joel doesn't have pre-check suddenly because this was a rebooked flight. Joel's 17, and I booked him when they were 16, so his flights did have pre-check, but his newly booked flight doesn't. So we have to get in the longest security line, and we're getting through here, and I keep doing that. I was like, hey, guys, good news, Chick-fil-A breakfast. I keep just laying out. I was like, we're never up for Chick-fil-A breakfast. Chick-fil-A breakfast. Come on, let's do it. We get through there. I have not told my children how long the drive is yet. I was like, we have an easy flight to Chicago. And they're like, and how far is the drive? I was like, it's like 5.5 hours. They're like, oh, no. And we land in Chicago, staring down the barrel of a 5.5 hour drive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
time for one stop.
Yes. And keep in mind, because I got to get to a show. And keep in mind, at this point, nobody knows where our bags are. So I go down to Chicago, I'm at Midway, and I go, hey, any chance, do you guys know, can you help me find my bag? Because it's not updated. All it says on my app right now is delayed. And the guy was like, well, it looks like I got loaded onto 1811. I was like, well, that flight got canceled. So if you, and he goes, my best guess is they're in Denver. And I go, is there any way you can give me something more definitive than my best guess? Because this is five suitcases that I'm separated from.
And we have a merch bag.
Exactly, one of them is merch. One of them is books and shirts. And
we didn't want those to end in Denver.
No. So anyways, it's impossible to get a hold of, like if you're delayed in Tulsa, or if you need to get a hold of the Tulsa Southwest baggage claim, that number's not on the internet. Southwest has scrapped that from the internet. You have to call the main line. And so I call the main line, and they're calling Denver, San Diego,
Chicago.
Midway,
Midway
in Chicago, and Des Moines to be like, where are his bags? And then she gets on and she goes, so do you want them in Des Moines? I go, yes. So she goes, well, okay, well, we'll send them to Des Moines. They're in Denver right now. So they get sent here, and now I'm tracking when they're going to load, when they're going to get loaded, when they're going to get loaded, when they get loaded. We drop off our kids with our friends who very graciously
meet us at a gas station
off a freeway to go take them. And it's like, now we're booking it.
So our kids are going to go two nights without stuff, but they can wear their friends' clothes.
Yes, because they're all about the same size.
So we've lost the kids.
Uh-huh.
And now we're headed to the airport.
After a five-hour drive, we got to go to the airport. And I call. They connect. We get a call from the Des Moines airport. They're like, what do your bags look like? I'm like, here we go again. Now, Mel had put these like neon green handles on all five of our bags. And I go, there's five bags.
I don't know why I bought these.
You've never done it?
Or why I put these on.
Yeah.
We've always been like cute little luggage tag.
Yes.
And a
it's
ribbon.
The one with the Pikachu.
And a ribbon. But these yellow, like, neoprene, like, little covers, like, yeah. stand out.
Yes.
And we have five bags and yes. five of them.
Yes.
Yes.
So I get a call from them. They're like, okay, so your bags are here. What do they look like? And I describe them. And I go, she goes, and you want them tonight? I go, yeah, we're going to be with her in 45 minutes. And this lady goes, oh, God.
She's like, well, I'm one person, and I'm in a room full of bags.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we get
the Des Moines airport is small.
Yes, very small. We get there. Thank God she got the bags. We get the bags. I go on stage, unshowered, just do my set in a hat. Yep. Never performing in a hat. Do the set. We're deliriously tired.
We sell the merch.
But yeah, I mean, I legit, and it's not an exaggeration, I got to the show 10 minutes before the show started.
Yep.
We sell some merch.
Mm-hmm.
Mel and I are back at the hotel with some wine and tiramisu, absolutely deliriously tired after, out of nowhere. Now, I've had longer travel delays than that. I got delayed in Philly for 2 days once, overnight. But it was the ambiguity of not knowing. When am I going to leave? When am I going to leave? Am I going to leave? Is it canceled? When do I get there? How do I get here? And then add to the drive and then the separation from the stuff.
And we had a timeline.
If
you miss your show, that's like, oh, man, this whole reason we came out here was to see these friends.
Yes, of course.
Do the show. So when you get canceled work, that's the really sad part.
Yeah.
So it happened.
Yeah.
We did it.
And all due respect to the state of Iowa, after that long of travel, my kids were pretty disappointed by Iowa. They weren't exactly landing in Tokyo. You know, it wasn't Sydney. It wasn't London. It wasn't...
It felt like we flew to London.
Hell, it wasn't Atlanta. It was the travel. This is so funny because we talked about that. I was like, my kids have really been pushing that they want to do like Europe or Asia or something like that. I was like, based on how poorly you guys handled this, I don't think you guys can even make a connecting flight. I know you guys, if it were me and you, and there was like no kid, and you and I would have, like, whatever, this is fine. And, you know, we'd have found our way. When you're traveling with five, it's a, that being said, I know that we're going into summer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite things is when we get emails of your guys' like horror stories. And I want to hear your guys' version of our story right now, which is like, what is the worst
all time
family worst travel day for you, or day or two on the way to somewhere?
Yeah.
Flight delays, breakdowns, whatever it may be. So send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. You can also post it in the Dustin Dickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear your just absolute worst travel days.
Misery loves company.
Yes, and comedy, I think, is where you were going with that.
Companionship, yes.
And companionship. I don't know. Telling that honestly took almost as long as the trip did. So.
We needed them to understand.
This is what
we need to get this off our chest.
This is what we've been calling, and this is probably, I think we might have our episode title here. You know, the Nickersons trip from hail. Pretty good, huh?
Uh huh. So the funniest thing was our little daughter had a notebook and she wanted to write her friend.
Oh, this is so funny.
Every part of the trip, because her friend had never been to Iowa, and she's like, I'm going to tell you all about it. It was really sweet. So that about six sentences in, and all she's saying is like, we still haven't left yet.
Yeah.
We've been waiting 2 hours.
It's turning into a little bit like the book in The Shining.
Captain's log. But so then she's like, there's hail. We're still on the ground. We're on the plane. Now we're off the plane, but we still haven't flown. It was really sweet and really sad.
It was.
Yeah.
That being said, as we left and we flew back, and they had a very nice visit with our friends, the Moffitts, and they actually did have a good time, and they got to get introduced to some small town living, which is honestly good life perspective. And be like, oh, you know, this is what this is like here, and see a different part of the country. We've taken our kids to the Pacific Northwest, the West Coast, the Southwest, most of them have seen Texas. They've seen a lot of South, the Northeast, mountains in Denver. We've spent time there before. This was their first Midwest trip, you know.
Yeah.
And I think what they learned, the main thing about the Southwest is it is a pain to get to. It is very challenging. Well, unless you are in the Midwest, it is hard to get to the Midwest.
Our friends, their school is in Baxter, Iowa, and they're the Lightning Bolts. They're the Baxter Bolts.
Right, right.
And we learned that that is real.
Yes.
Lightning happens in the Midwest, and it will cancel your flight.
It will cancel your flight. People talk a lot about travel, like what months do you get nervous for, like in winter, and I'm telling them it's always spring. I have my most problems in April and May every year because those storms, baby, they are rough. So anyway, send us those holiday travel family awful stories don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com post it on the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook group. And then you get immediate engagement and blah, 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 blah. It's great. You know,
love
you
it.
Get that little hit of a dopamine. Okay, we got an email.
You know that. Chemical.
We get an email and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay. Great.
All right. This is from Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
A long time backseater.
Hi, Alyssa.
Subject, job titles and drives. Hey, Dustin and Melissa. I crapped. Hilarious. Alyssa crapped.
You wow. guys. Okay.
That's the whole email.
All right.
I don't know if she meant to send that.
Where do we go from here?
I cracked up. At the discussion on the job title for the house manager. You remember this from a couple
weeks
ago?
Yes, we all do.
In our household, I'm the COO, Chief Operating Officer, and the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and my husband is the CEO because, you know, the man is supposed to make 51% of the decisions according to some book that was gifted to us when we got married. Ha ha. It also sounds a lot cooler to say, I'm the COO and CFO, then to list all my jobs so as to say the homeschool and home mom and homeschool teacher. So pump yourself up, Mel, and don't sell your house manager job short. That being said, you also do a lot. You are also a CFO in addition to all those things. So I do actually like that way of putting it. That's the
business.
Because a home is kind of a small business, you know, comings and goings.
It's
and
an operation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This week's episode also made me laugh with the discussion on visiting Universal and driving home after.
Mm.
As Midwesterners, if we don't drive multiple hours, there's zero to do. This is timely.
Yes.
Four-hour drive in the morning, spend the day at Cedar Point, and 4 hours drive back. It wasn't until I listened to other jokes Dustin makes about driving that I realized that's not how most people do it. If it's under 16 hours, Midwesterners will usually choose to drive instead of flying. Mm-hmm. Again, I never knew that wasn't the norm. Thanks for the laughs and see you in Fort Wayne. I think, Alyssa, you saw me in Napanee last time.
Mm.
Listen, there is a truth to it. There is the Midwest has a driving culture.
They know it's going to be a drive.
Yeah, you're right, because our Midwest friends who live in Iowa now, they would drive back to Iowa a lot, and they're probably listening to what we're saying here, like, yeah, idiot, that's what we're saying. It's hard to get here and back. And sometimes when there's no direct flights like that, especially coming from now, there's going to be some direct flights into some of these cities. But
well, like, for example, we have family in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 2-hour flight.
It's fun.
It always happens.
Yeah.
It's easy. Maybe you have to go through Portland.
And if there's a delay, there's another one coming soon, baby.
Yeah.
And also in Southern California, there's like 6 airports. So I've had times where I'm coming home from Seattle and they're like, hey, we can't get into San Diego. I was like, oh, I'll go to Orange County. I'll go to L.A. I can get within striking distance. I got Ontario. There's a bunch of Burbank. I got a bunch of options here in SoCal.
Mm-hmm.
That Seattle flight, I'm like, if I'm flying to Seattle or Portland one day, I was like, this is kind of a day off. I'll just get here, get my little adult high chair, get my little snacky snack.
It's
boom, I
very
land.
Easy and consistent.
Yeah.
So
until you land at SeaTac, and that's hell, but.
Yeah. So our children were not ready.
No, they're softies. Our children got a big dose of Midwest this week because they landed and had to drive 5 hours. They got delayed. They saw multiple storms. And then our friends who live to a very, very small area called Baxter, it's like 1,000 people, 2 stoplights. And they were like, their friends who'd moved from San Diego, they were like, what do you want to do? And they're like, we could go to the gas station. And like, that's a thing to do.
That was their outing.
So big dose of Midwest. Yep. Such a big dose of Midwest that when our kids got to our hotel room in Des Moines, they were like, wow. Back to be, I mean, Des Moines looks like Manhattan compared to the outskirts of Des Moines.
It
so
really does. Yeah.
That being said, they had fun.
They did.
We had fun.
Yep.
And our children, after 72 hours in Iowa, flat earthers now. They came back. They did their own research. They have a different set of facts. So anyways, let's end there. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I want to give a special thanks to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for supporting the podcast. That is Adam Bush,
Avril Griffiths,
Allison Nelson,
Andy and Darlene Gerton,
Bonnie Galindo,
Brandon Schoenberger,
Carrie Teague,
Chris Finn,
Christopher and Bridget Finland,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Dustin Daly,
Jason and Francis White,
Jen Thurk,
Jonathan Rivera,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Lauren and Nick Rachel,
Matt and Sam Slazdum,
Michelle Carlson,
Nick Cordell,
Norman Perron. I'm sorry, Norman, you're the best. You're my favorite one.
Preston and Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Raina Camps,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Menya,
and Tiffany Payne.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.